This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNee. U.S. President Trump praised the U.S. military and called on Americans to stay true to the cause in his Independence Day speech. AP correspondent Mike Rossia reports.
Hello, America. Hello.
On a hot, humid, and at times rainy night in the nation's capital, President Donald Trump spoke from the Lincoln Memorial on his Independence Day salute to America.
The spirit of American independence will never fade, never fail, but will reign forever and ever and ever.
Before the speech, critics had assailed Trump for politicizing the 4th of July, but the president stayed away from politics and stuck to his theme of praising the U.S. military for its bravery and sacrifices. The event was punctuated by military flyovers and the sounds of the U.S. Army Band. Mike Gracia, Washington.
An Iranian oil tanker suspected of carrying crude oil to Syria has been seized in the British territory of Gibraltar. The EU and United States have sanctions against Syria, and U.S. President Trump imposed sanctions on Iranian oil exports last year when he pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. This is the first time an EU nation has taken such a bold move to keep those sanctions intact. Meanwhile, AP correspondent John Gambrill reports that the collapse of the Iran nuclear deal is putting Europe in a tight position.
Europe has been saying that it wants to save the nuclear deal with world powers. Europe has called on Iran to continue to abide by the terms of the deal, but Iran increasingly has said that it won't, citing the maximalist pressure campaign by the U.S. government under President Donald Trump.
Choking off Iran's market for oil has severely damaged the Iranian economy. The Tunisian Coast Guard says 83 African migrants drowned off the coast this week when their boat sank in the Mediterranean. Three people survived. The incident occurred just hours after launching from the Libyan town of Zawar. Initially, there were four survivors spotted by fishermen clinging to pieces of wood, but one of them died later. This is VOA News. Reports from the news, media, lawyers, and the federal government itself about conditions in migrant centers along the southern border with Mexico are bleak. U.S. Customs and Border Protection facilities containing thousands of unaccompanied children and adults who crossed into the U.S. without authorization in recent months are woefully overcrowded, substandard, and filthy. Many have gone without showers, adequate food, and water. The latest report from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General released Tuesday calls for immediate improvements in five Texas holding facilities with one primary recommendation, and that is release people faster into the custody of other government agencies capable of handling the situation better. People in the U.S. state of California are regrouping after being rattled by a magnitude 6.4 earthquake in the southern part of the state Thursday morning. There were several fires and injuries as a result in the town of Ridgecrest. That's 180 kilometers northeast of the city of Los Angeles. Seismologists say that the rupture occurred just 9 kilometers beneath the Earth's surface, which amplified its effect. Caltech seismologist Lucy Jones says Thursday's earthquake that struck near the town was not a surprise.
We have a national seismic hazard map, where we take all that the geologists know about all of the faults and say, what's the relative risk? And this is one of the higher risk areas because of all of these faults. Each one individually moves not that often, but there's a lot of them.
And more than 100 aftershocks have shaken the region since the initial jolt. Experts say more are very likely. Russian President Vladimir Putin has confirmed a military submersible vessel that caught fire, killing 14 crew members, was nuclear-powered. But he also said that it was not seriously damaged. Putin spoke to reporters about it Monday aboard the undersea watercraft at the Kremlin Thursday. According to a transcript released by the Russian government, he consulted with his defense minister before confirming the status of the nuclear power unit. The defense ministry says that the fire broke out as the vessel was involved in data collecting in Russian waters. The ministry did not report the accident until the following day, and it left some critics to suspect that Russia has not told the full story. Norwegian officials who track radiation in those waters say that they have not detected any irregularities thus far. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
best music today, the voice of America.